So my final technique, if you like, isn't really a technique. It's all about perspective. I've called it the perspective of life and death. So ultimately, a lack of love is a failure of perspective. It's a failure of vision, or it's a diminished perspective, a diminished vision. To understand all is to forgive all. I mentioned Stephen Covey on the train. Once he understood, he not only forgave these noisy children, he felt great compassion. So this is, in a way, the flip side of my name. To understand all is to forgive all. To understand all is to love all. There's a reciprocal relationship between loving and understanding. So Banti says, one can only love people insofar as one understands them, and be ready to love them more when one understands them better. And the perspective of life and death is the ultimate vantage point. Alika says, all negative mental states are a failure of perspective. So how do we take the perspective of life and death? Well, I was on a retreat with Prakash a while ago. He was on the Tibetan Book of the Dead. And he did some very powerful rituals and reflections. And on one of the rituals, he killed us all, which came as a shock. and we thought his again, but he assured us it wasn't, actually. And he read us the Tibetan Book of the Dead, the Bardo Todol. And he got us to reflect on being in the Bardo, in the Bardo where we meet Yamaraja, the Lord of Death, who reflects back our life, he reflects back our karma. And he got us to imaginatively enter this world of having our life reflected back to us. And I don't know if he asked this question or if this is a question that arose for me, but the question was, have I loved well? It seemed to boil down to this question. If I was in this position, it sort of raised this question. Have I loved well? If I were to die now, will I have loved well? Am I loving well? So I just think this is a very fruitful reflection to take. The Dhammapada, one of my favourite quotes from the Dhammapada, others do not realise that we are all headed for death. People who do realise it will compose their quarrels. Others do not realise that we're all headed for death. Those who do realise it will compose their quarrels. If we can take this perspective from the ultimate vantage point of death, then all the superficialities of our life, all the particularities that seem to call on us so strongly, they can just recede a little bit and take their true place with the humanity, just simply relating to humanity as the most important perspective, the most important aspect of life.